The Irish diplomat Aidan O'Hara, who was held at gunpoint when his residence was attacked in the opening days of the conflict in Sudan, has been describing his experience and his dramatic evacuation from the country. Mr. O'Hara, a former Irish ambassador to Ethiopia and currently the EU's ambassador to Sudan, was speaking in Brussels to our Europe editor Tony Connolly a short time ago.
The good news is I wasn't hurt. It was held at gunpoint. It lasted about 45 minutes. That's what I'll say about it for the moment. I think I wasn't alone. There were multiple violations of the Vienna Convention. Talking to my colleagues, the other European Union ambassadors, very few diplomatic premises were untouched, even in those early days, whatever about now. And they can speak for themselves. But in fact, ironically, I had spoken to the Foreign Ministry just the day before, looking for more protection for diplomatic premises. But then the conflict just became chaotic.
Obviously, evacuating European citizens from Sudan became a very, very fraught process for a lot of European countries. What was your own experience of getting out of the country?
During the transfer to the airbase, one French military was injured. During the convoy, there was a bomb dropped, not on the convoy, but near the convoy.
This is the convoy you were travelling in?
Yes. So I think, you know, I think this was obviously a consular operation, but it was also a military operation. And I think it had to be conducted on very, very strict terms.
And did you have any foreboding that this would happen or any security warnings, for example?
I think we were in constant touch with the parties. I think what we felt was that they were still talking, sometimes not directly to each other. I met the General Burhan, General Hameti, a few days before, April the 15th. I was talking to the civilian people just the day before, on April the 14th. I think at that stage we were looking at ways to try and circumvent an issue between the two generals that would keep the civilian process on track. And then everything came apart on the morning of April the 15th.
What's your memory of that morning?
My memory of that morning was it's not sadly unusual, because there are so many armed groups in Khartoum, to sometimes hear volleys of gunfire. But on April the 15th, it was volleys of gunfire quite close to the house, followed by explosions, followed by a lot of black smoke. So that was the first, and that was quite a clear signal that everything had changed. The important thing for me afterwards is that I'm fine and I was unhurt. It wasn't a pleasant experience, obviously. But what I think was, it was not the most stressful thing that happened to me in those week to 10 days during the conflict while I was present. I think, like everybody else in Khartoum and elsewhere in Sudan, what was more stressful was being at home with bombs falling and gunfire on the streets on either side of the house. And I wasn't unique in that. I think I consider myself very fortunate now to be out of Khartoum. I'm still trying to work on the political process to get the civilian rule back on track, but I'm very relieved that I was unhurt. And if I can, through you also, just say a very big thank you to so many people who reached out through a variety of means to see about whether I was okay, to inquire about my welfare and to give me support. I think of my colleagues in the External Action Service, my colleagues in the Department of Foreign Affairs, the Tánaiste, but so many friends, so many people who I've met at some point in the past, even going back to my school days, who have somehow managed to find me, and I'm very grateful for that. I've tried to reply to some people, but there are now so many, it's been quite overwhelming, and I don't know if I'll get to reply to everybody in person, so this is a very welcome opportunity to say a big thank you to people, even though I haven't been in touch with them.
How would you personally feel, and your wife feel, about going back to your day-to-day life there?
The Sudanese people are fantastic, very hospitable, and I'm looking forward to getting back to being them and to see colleagues and to just getting back to Khartoum and seeing how people are getting along. I doubt if it will be a place where spouses of diplomats, families of diplomats will be going back to soon. I think at the moment we're regrouping here in Brussels. It means that I can talk to my own hierarchy, I can talk to ECHO, the humanitarian organisation, I can talk to the development directorate, known in the jargon as INPA. So we have very good communications here. I'm also in regular contact with all the other EU ambassadors accredited to Sudan. At some point, I hope we can go back to Khartoum. That's the ambition.
And that's Irish diplomat Aidan O'Hara speaking there to Tony Connolly in Brussels.